What is this magic? I need that magic.
Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to another Naked Football Show. On the show tonight, a virgin guest in the shape of Mullet. Mullet, hello, how are you?
Hello, GB. Thank you for having me on. I'm very well. Yourself?
Yeah, fine, mate. Well, as fine as we all are in this weird circumstance. I mean, it's actually, talking of this weird circumstance, as I just called it, it's actually quite a bonus, this, because I can get people like you on, because we're not bound to the studio, because a lot of people aren't even in the studio at the moment for obvious reasons, and whereas normally I'd have to get local people to come in and do it live. I can actually spread my wings, so to speak, and a flying naked football show, and get all the people that that take part in the show, and but never get a chance to come on. So that's a bonus. So thanks for coming on, Mullet. I'm going to try and hijack some more people later.
Well, thank you for having me. It's very nice of you to ask. It's a big honour to be asked. I'm glad to be on.
Right. What do you make of it so far, then? Football, I'm talking about.
Football, it's not the same. It's just, I was sort of writing about this in the other days, and I see a few people have been talking about it. It's a very weird experience, because everyone's kind of an exile, aren't they, now? Everyone's sort of locked out, quite literally. And, I mean, I'm used to sitting and listening to what I follow on my own at times to sort of get to the home games and stuff that I can't be there for, but I think everyone's experiencing just what I follow is really like, and watching it all from one camera angle, which hasn't been the best, shall we say, at times. It's not the way we're used to following football, is it?
No.
It's all positive in terms of results, and as critical as I've been of Lambert, I'm not going to knock him so far, really, for what he's done. You know, the results speak for themselves, but the actual experience, I think, is desperately lacking, and sort of what makes us, you know, for any club, following Ipswich or whoever you follow, it's just not the same, is it, when you can't, you're actually denied from being there, so
yeah,
a very weird time.
It's the actual whole day experience, isn't it, of getting up and going and meeting your mates and having a few beers and so on and all that, as much as the football itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a few of us enjoy that aspect of it, don't we? You know, and the football kind of gets in the way now and again.
Absolutely. Football always gets in the way.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder why you bother getting up out of your seat to go sit on a plastic one. But, yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, I think a lot of people as well, the whole lockdown of this year and sort of the toll on mental health and the isolation that's brought with it, to add that to football, which is usually an escape and usually a social aspect, is quite an interesting thing, and how that'll play out across the nation, I don't know, because I mean, some people are losing their clubs, aren't they, at whatever step they're at, whether even the pro game. So we need to be thankful for Marcus Evans, I guess, for what he's done for once, because we look in a strong position, at least for now. So that's been a bonus as well, I feel.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we're not in a position to criticise anyone at the moment, are we? I don't think. And then, as you say, even Paul Lambert, I mean, they're playing some pretty good stuff at the moment, especially in midfield.
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I both love Andre Gidell, don't we? I just about remember his dad. He was sort of just when I first started going to Ipswich, and to see his son sort of producing that kind of football is wonderful, and it's what we've wanted. I mean, were you there when he scored on his debut? When Liam Finney put that cross in and he nodded it in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of my favourite moments from the last few years. And to see, I mean, the tragedy of him being robbed of that season when his knee went against Birmingham, and then to see him come back like this, it's been a real, I think it's not a fairy tale yet, but it's been a fantastic story, hasn't it? And he's doing what we know he's capable of doing. I mean, he's popping up on the channels, he's popping up on the wings to put balls in. He's getting deep breaking passes. It's just, you know, it's a joy to watch. If he was in the Premier League doing that, he'd be, everyone would be talking about him, I think.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about this later, but I might as well broach the subject now, because this is his last season, isn't it? He's out of contract at the end of the season. So how do you see this panning out? So let's say, how do you see this panning out if we don't go up?
He's gone, isn't he? He'll go to the Championship, if not higher. Everything, I mean, the salary cap for me is probably the one of, again, it's typical Ipswich, wrong place, wrong time. But it's going to hit us really hard if we don't go up this season. And Gidell will be the emblem of that, I think, because he's such a talented footballer, and he can't stay at Ipswich just out of some misplaced loyalty, as much as we want him to. he just can't do that. So he's got to do what's best for him, and hopefully it'll be with us in the championship.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. That would be the ideal thing.
It would,
because
how about the scenario with salaries? I mean, can we just afford to let him go for nothing at the end of the season? Because that's what could potentially happen, isn't it?
I think he goes for a tribunal fee, which is a waste of time anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So
that's not what we want. I think in terms of salary, we won't be able to pay him a salary in League One level because we'd have to ship out half the squad to do it.
Well, exactly. But is it not possible to tie him down to a contract? That way we'd at least get some decent money or half-decent money.
It's whether it suits him and his agent, I guess. I mean, yeah. You want that, wouldn't you? I think part of you would think that he, you know, you'd love to think, well, he'd want to do it to repay Ipswich and stuff like that. Mm. But, I mean, we've seen with Flynn Downs, it's not to criticise Flynn Downs, ultimately, when that move comes calling, that's the main priority for the player.
Yeah.
And they're going to look after themselves and their families. So I think for Gazelle, we have to go up if we have any design on keeping him. And the way he's playing, we may well go up because of how he's playing. So it could be that way. But yeah, for me, he's the priority. I mean, if we could somehow convince him to sign on a pittance for whatever the average is and load it with bonuses and not get stung, that'd be wonderful. I mean, you know.
It would.
But we don't seem to do that. We seem to play by the rules, so
yeah.
I guess that could be applauded morally. But it doesn't help us, does it?
It doesn't, no. Man City, no, never, let's not start that. Shall we go with tweets? Let's go to tweets, shall we? Let's draw a veil on that one. These are the order they came in. This is from Craig F. You can get Craig F or at Fimsy on at Fims75. had 4-3-3 been in vogue in the early 90s, or alternatively, had Steve Whitten been 30 years younger, would he be even more ingrained into ITFC folklore, given his perfect fit for the wide right role? Absolutely, that's hard to say. Absolutely love the show. Thanks, Craig. Yeah, actually, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he would. I don't know. It's more a long ball thing, though, with Steve Whitten, wasn't it? He'd fit Haley Holy's kicking.
Yes, he would. I mean, I always think, again, Steve Whitten was... I think he is a cult figure. I think Craig's probably doing his hero down there. I know Craig's a bit partial to Steve Whitten, to say the least. Yeah, I believe so. But I would say, I always felt like John Walters was the sort of heir to Steve Whitten's, yeah, like you say, crossfield, long ball, nod it down, get a goal type. I know they're not the same player. I think players that score the kind of goals that Steve Whitten scored and put in the kind of crosses that Steve Whitten put in, they're going to be folk heroes. I mean, you know, think of Paul Mason as well, someone like that who could really just hit a ball, Neil Thompson, Venus, you know, we've got so many of them. Yeah, I mean, obviously,
he would be ideal.
Yeah, he would be ideal in that. And I think as well, if we'd have had Garner and Waghorn and people like that going back a couple of years, Steve Whitten would have been an amazing person to put in that front line too. So,
he was a big
thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a bit of an all-round player, wasn't he? And he could, of course, act as a target man as well out on the wing, a bit like Murphy did at some point. Mrs. Nuts, lots of knicker twisty chit chat, re the fingers in the ears, gold celebration. I once stuck a button in my ear and Dr. H spent a good hour poking me to retrieve it. I'm guessing we meant to pause there and go, it's dangerous to stick anything at all in your ears. Players need to stop this nonsense before anyone gets seriously hurt. Thank you for that, Mrs. Nuts. I don't know if we can comment on that. Any comments about it?
Is that a question or a public service announcement?
I think it's a public service announcement and a public warning as to sticking things into parts of your bodies you're not supposed to.
I mean, I guess we're all over-analysing everything. The fingers and ears celebration, I've seen a few people getting irate about it. I know they were talking about it on Kings of Anglia and, you know, perhaps there's a sense, is it aimed at the media or is it aimed at certain sections of the fan base? Is it everybody? Does it really matter? I'd rather see them celebrate a goal than not see the fingers and ears, if that makes sense. I'd rather... You know, if that's how they want to celebrate, let's see it 100 times a year. If they need to motivate themselves, great. Yeah, and I agree. I'll definitely not be sticking buttons down my ears, I guess. So thanks for that, Mrs. Nuts.
Thanks for that advice, Mrs. Nuts, because we were all going to do that tonight, but thanks for that. We won't now. The Cricket Fella, who you can get on Twitter, at The Cricket Fella, with an A. Toto just needs to keep displaying the aggressive mindset and attack every ball, use his strength in this way, and this will far outweigh any passing difficulties, because that's because I didn't mention that I thought his distribution was slightly awry. Let's not forget, though, his magnificent ball through to Drinan for the first goal of the season. Comments, we're basically talking about Toto, and I just said that, you know, as a defender, he's starting to look the part, and he's getting stuck in, and he's flying into headers, which is really good. But I just did wonder about his distribution sometimes, that's all. And that's thoughts.
It's awful at times, isn't it? I mean, there's times when Gazelle's coming back to pick up the ball, and he's got Chambers, he's got Wilson, Holy all within sort of 10 yards of him, and you think that's fine. You know, particularly when they're standing off, it's like Rotherham and Bristol were both well drilled, very narrow, and they were happy to let us come at them essentially. And I think that's great. I mean, that ball to Drynan was fantastic. I think with Toto, it's, he is a confidence player, and he got it wrong a couple of times under Hurst. I mean, he was absolutely robbed at Hillsborough without sending off.
Oh, that was stupid, wasn't it? Yeah.
But then at Accrington, he was stupid himself. So, you know, he's a bit old to say he's got to learn, but he's got to be. I mean, this is where Lambert comes in as a coach. You know, can he improve these players, or at least give them a strict? I mean, we've not had that for a couple of years. You know, players having a strict defined role, and this is what you do. When it's in this scenario, you take option A or B, and that's it. And I think maybe as we grow in confidence, Toto will too. But I mean, ultimately, we've got McGuinness coming in. When KVY comes back, Chambers is going to go straight in at centre back. Wolfenden should be in contention, you'd hope. Toto's going to struggle, isn't he, if he doesn't cut out silly errors. And if he keeps doing the good things, if that becomes the majority of the game, he's going to fly. And that's what you want out of any player. So I think it's clean slates this season, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Where are we going to be in March? You know,
I think he is playing with a bit more confidence, and that's possibly why he's going for the slightly more dangerous out balls. Whereas he could just, as you sort of insinuated at the beginning, he could just play the simple ball. It would be a lot easier and suit his game better, I think. But do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the problem was, I mean, there's been talk that he's been receiving sort of personal messages over social media that have been very sort of disparaging.
Exactly. Abusive. Yeah, that's crap.
You know, we don't want that, and there's no excuse for that. You know, for anyone who plays for us, really. And I think if it did really affect him, as it seems to have done, then that's an issue, you know, and that is something that you can't really blame the player for disappearing to their shell, perhaps. But ultimately, you know, he's got to play well enough to be in the team. And if he can't do that, someone else is going to have to. So it's one of those. It's the same with Wilson. You know, Wilson can do the basics very nicely, and sometimes he'll ping an amazing ball out there.
Yeah.
And you can't really drop them on the fact that we've had three clean sheets. How do you drop a back five that haven't conceded a goal yet?
You do wonder when we play. I think, is it Doncaster we've got to play soon, haven't we? And they're scoring for fun, aren't they?
I think there's a few teams. I mean, yeah, there's a few teams where you wonder, don't you? But then, you know, that's the nature of football, right? That's, you want to see your team do the best they can do against everybody, but yeah, I think we'll definitely see some changes across the 11, and the back five will be the first place for me.
What are you making of up front? I would still prefer to see Norwood from the start. I know he's not 100% match fit yet, but I still think he's the better player. But he's done well, hasn't he?
I mean, Norwood certainly hasn't, and I think he's well aware of that. And he's that type of character. Hawkins has. He seemed to divide Pompey fans in the same way perhaps Cole Stews divides Ipswich fans. You either love what he does, or you don't appreciate it, and you don't want it there. He's been very unlucky not to score. I mean, that save from the young Man City keeper against Rochdale was a really good save, and he's hit the post. And, you know, Dizel leg on the plate from a Bristol that he seems to just, I don't know how he missed it, but he's brought others in and he's set up goals up, and that's a very valuable contribution for anyone. And I think that's fine. And we can see what he's bringing. I understand why people like Norwood. He's that personality, and he's sort of all action, and it's exciting to watch that. Whether that fits in with what we're trying to do, which seems a much more disciplined 11 and a much more disciplined formation, remains to be seen. I'm not overly convinced by Norwood yet, because of how the season went. But again, like a lot of players, is that because the whole team and Lambert downwards collapsed, or is that because certain individuals just aren't good enough? Norwood, I think, will come and bring the end of the season. He'll be like a new signing. But whether that's 5 goals, 10 goals, or whether he just, you know, comes back in the side when he's fit and flies, remains to be seen for me.
I just think he's a natural goal scorer. That's why I would always choose that over anyone else, but that's just me. Tony Staunton. Hello, Tony. Evening, GB and guest. Love the show. You're the guest. That's you. That's Mullet. Do you think Tam will still be in the top two when Bozo the Clown cancels this season early? I hope it will not happen, but all of the other decisions have been ludicrous so far. Yes, Tony. I mean, I don't agree with some of your views, but I think we can agree about Bozo the Clown, as you call him. I was thinking that myself the other day. I thought, that's just typical of us. We'll go on a hell of a run. We'll end up like 44 points clear at the end of the season, and then he'll call a halt to it. Any thoughts on that? Was that just fear-mongering?
I mean, it could well be. I mean, knowing our luck, yeah, it could well be. But if it's points per game again, if it's that far along, I think
That's true.
It doesn't really matter how we go up, you know. I think the biggest, as I sort of said, the biggest tragedy is there are going to be people who have never seen us sort of win anything or do much. You know, there's the younger section of the fan base, and they could well be robbed of a promotion season this season and witnessing that. And I think that's the worst part of it. But yeah, I feel confident that this is the year we go up, and we should have gone up last year. So hopefully, whatever manner it's in, we'll take it and we'll just go back to being a championship club like we should be. That's arrogant of me to say. that's arrogant of me to say, but Ipswich down in the third tier, it's just not right. It doesn't feel right. It never has felt right. Don't like it, GB.
I did enjoy up until the season went a bit tits up last year. It was quite fun travelling to all the new grounds, but yeah, absolutely, we're done with it now. This is from Rich from Blue Monday, of course, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Who's the new Will Keane? Oh, he's just winding us up, isn't he, Mullet? He's just being cruel.
Yeah, he's got a habit of this. He's got form. Yeah. Can we just skip questions? Are we allowed to know?
Yeah, we can skip that. I'll tell you what, I'll go on to his next question, which is, how do I get on the GB special list of people mentioned in the show tweet? Well, you don't mention Will Keane, it's easy, Rich. There you go.
Richard, obviously, him and his Blue Monday compatriots do a very good job, don't they? So I think, in terms of who's the new Will Keane, there is no other than Will Keane, is there?
No.
I think, you know, good luck to him. He's a lovely player to watch. He's just, you know, tragically hit by injuries.
Yeah.
For me, it's all about Andre Dizel this year and watching what he can do and the creativity he can bring. So, we'll stick with Andre, shall we?
I suppose we've got to let it go, haven't we, Mike? I hate letting things like that go. I'd like to keep him in my cupboard at home. Rich, I'll include you next week. Maybe I'll have to do two call-outs for tweets when we announce the guest, because you can only get so many on you. Never mind, I'm talking rubbish now. Ian, this is Lowstoft Ian. Hello, Lowstoft Ian. Love the show, GB, just not the intro music anymore. I agree, actually. I only slung it on because it was complicated. It's all to do with COVID and not having any studio, so I'll sort that, hopefully. From Slower Ball, I was going to say, I think GB sees you as a peer, whereas the likes of me and the Nuts Girl are enthusiastic punters. That's being directed back at Rich, who wondered why he wasn't on the thing. So, yeah, I get that. Okay, right. Should we go to Slower Ball's email? Sorry, I'm rushing. It's because suddenly we're coming towards the end of the show already. We'll go to Slower Ball's missive, if I can find that. Right. Good evening, Grey. Good evening, the Mulletmeister. That's you, Mullet.
I'll take that. Yeah, fair enough.
Mulletmeister. Love the show. Congratulations to Andre Dizel, recently announced as the Grinking Player of the Month. We always knew there was a player in there somewhere. Repeating that sort of form and being consistent will be important for both him and the team. Likewise, remaining injury-free, of course, yeah. Fingers crossed. Does the panel think that Dozer's form and that of those around him is down to the formation and brand of football we are currently playing? If so, should Lambert get praise for eliciting the performances from the likes of Dizel, Nciala, Nolan, et al? He's using his Latin there. Credit where it's due. Keep smiling. God bless Phil Parks. Absolutely. Thank you for that, Slower Ball. Yeah, I think you have to commend Lambert in this instance, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, we're winning and we keep winning and it's convincing as well. So certainly. Maybe if I'm being a little bit uncharitable, you could ask why he wasn't getting it from players like Dizel and Nciala last season. You know, why they were being dropped in for a game or two here and there. There's certainly like Lincoln away where poor old Dizel and the rest of the team were overrun, and then some of them were shipped out and some of them weren't. You know that was quite a turning point for me. But I think we've mostly been talking about Andre, which speaks for itself, and we've got so many other good players. You know, Grion Edwards is popping up with goals, Freddie Sears, Stephen Ward, and Chambers at fullback. Mm-hmm. You know, combined age is 70, and yet they're really putting in good performances and bringing some quality, and we want that, don't we? I think the fact that we probably could have had 6, 7, 8 players up for player of the month and rated that as a fan base is a nice thing.
Yeah,
we haven't had that for a long time, so definitely Lambert takes credit for that. I think as a fan base we have to be generous enough to give him a fair go for now and just sort of keep it in the back of our minds that last season was last season's collapse, as it were, so it's not necessarily going to repeat.
Yeah, I think the criticism levelled at Lambert last season was basically what you've just talked about, in effect, is the inconsistencies of team selections and stuff and stop-start, and I don't think that helps anyone, does it? It can't help the confidence of the players involved.
No, I mean, they're not elite all-star players. You know, if you look at Man City, where you've got an international as second, third, fourth choice.
Mm.
You know, it's a whole different world, and trying to copy that so far down the pyramid, it just backfired, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Yeah.
You can't transport that down to a club of our current size or current predicament, whatever you want to call it. It's foolish, and he got burned by that. I think a lot of things he tried to do, you know, the whole sort of waving hands about celebrations. You know, Joey Barton had us nailed, and
he
when
did
Joey
a bit,
Barton's
yeah.
right, you know, yeah. when he's spot on,
you are tempting fate like when you do things like that, aren't you? So early in the season, especially, yeah.
Yeah, that winds everyone else up, and that puts them on kind of alert to take you down a peg or two, I think.
But I did hear a rumour that Paul Lambert used to play in Europe for a big European side.
That's when he left this year, going back to politics. So, yeah, we've always been in Europe. But sorry, I can't believe I did that one. no, he does mention it quite a lot.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, and so, you know, you should be proud of that as an achievement. But his job now is to bring us some sort of silverware and some glory. So, you know, it's the same as the criticisms levelled at us as Ipswich fans of talking about, you know, 78 and 81. You can't go back about things you won a long time ago and rely on that as anything other than a nice memory or a nice talking point.
No.
You've got to deliver. You know, you've got to deliver as a manager, and
yeah.
he hasn't. That relegation season, I could take us going down, but going down with such a whimper was difficult to see.
Mm.
And then for how it flipped around last season, there's big question marks over him as a manager. You know,
yep.
his career has got a decade of question marks, really. So yeah. we have to see him produce it.
Yeah, it could be a bit of a make or break this season for him, couldn't it?
I think so. I think this is it now. If he doesn't do it with us, he's got to take up punditry or something else.
Yeah. Who are we playing this week? It's MK Dons, isn't it?
Yeah, the franchise.
Oh, Slowball just suggests the Eels. I can't see which track he's talking about. I do know the Eels. I can't imagine anything upbeat enough for a theme tune, but we'll have a look at that.
No, the Cane for the Soul, perhaps.
I thought he might have suggested Leonard Cohen. Songs of Love and Hate. That would do nicely, wouldn't it? For Lambert
yeah,
and
Leonard
the football
Leonard.
Team. yeah, so Milton Keynes, let's have a look at time. Yeah, we're coming to the end now, Malik. What are your thoughts? Because that's a sad thing, because if they'd have introduced the experiment to let in a certain amount of crowds, that's one of the few grounds that we would have been allowed away fans at, wouldn't it? So
Yes, it would. Yeah, the tragedy of sort of not allowing fans in and the repercussions of that are not great, are they? I think... In terms of the actual game, I would like to see this form continue, essentially.
Yeah.
I would not change it too much. I think people were quite keen to ditch Bishop for Downs as soon as they could after Bristol, and that hasn't looked like it would have been a good idea.
No.
And I think that's continuity and consistency. You know, Lambert has come out and said, if you play well enough, you keep the shirt. Well, who's not played well enough to lose the shirt? And I would stick with that 11 as best as we can for now.
Absolutely.
Until someone drops a real clanger.
And when
or,
you
you know, if it doesn't work.
When you think of the subs we've got, just you've got people like Hughes and Dan sitting on the bench. I mean, it's amazing. And that's not counting like El Mazzuni's on loan and Dobra and so on. Quite an amazing bench we've got for once. We're probably a bit thin up top and maybe not... Sorry, go on. Yeah, Jackson's on his way
Lancaster.
Back. Oh, Lancaster as well. Yeah, Lancaster's... But yeah.
The idea of him coming, I mean, he's had a lot of injury time, sort of recuperating and rehabilitating. We don't need to rush him, but he's coming on to change games, and if we can do that, I mean, teams are looking tired after taking sort of 60-70 minutes of going toe-to-toe, but if you bring on someone like him, Jackson, like you say, with pace,
yeah.
you know, any of these players that we've got, that might be all that we need. You know, even if we are sort of struggling to a 0-0 and it's half an hour, 25 minutes to go, we've got some players in reserve that you really think will they'd walk into most teams in this league. So
yeah.
Why not use that as a weapon? You know, the way we used to use Royster, for example. You know, it's not a bad thing to have. But yeah, for me, it's consistency and keep it going. And I think when Lambert's got too many options to make, that's when he messes things up. When it's sort of a foregone conclusion in terms of selection, he's going to do the right things.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Let's pray. Quick prediction then.
I'll have to go 2-0, won't I? Just
2-0.
Based on recent results, it has to be.
Cheers for that there, Mullet. Thank you very much. A nice, a very impressive Virgin performance there. Thanks, Mullet. Take care. Thank you, everyone. I'll sort out the theme tune. Thank you. And if I haven't got to everyone's tweets, big apologies. Maybe we'll take them on next week. Thanks for listening. Till next week. Take care. Bye-bye.